WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where a state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will occur on Thursday, January 9, the date declared a national day of mourning by President Biden. CBS's Christian Benavides tells us the 100-year-old Carter had deep faith.
The longest-living former president spoke to churchgoers about his own mortality.
I didn't ask God to let me live, but I just asked God to give me a proper attitude toward death. And I found that I was absolutely and completely at ease with death.
To the end, Carter led a life of public service that impacted and inspired millions.
Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer reflects on Carter's agenda in the White House 1977 to 1981.
While many likely remember Jimmy Carter's presidency for the Iran hostage crisis, he had a very consequential White House tenure. He forged the Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement that still ensures at least a cold peace between those two adversaries. There were environmental advances during his term that saw the start of the Departments of Energy and Education and, for better or worse, government deregulation.
President Biden, who considered Carter a personal friend, said his reach was global.
He worked to eradicate disease not just at home, but around the world. He forged peace, advanced civil rights, human rights, promoted free and fair elections around the world.
Jimmy Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia. South Korean investigators are struggling to determine what caused the deadly Jeju airplane crash that killed 179 people this weekend. CBS News senior foreign correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Jeju Airlines senior managers offered their apologies and condolences. It's hard to determine the cause of the accident, CEO Kim Ebay said. We will have to wait for the official investigation.
South Korea is observing a week of national mourning. Dozens of tornadoes have left a trail of death and destruction across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. At least four people are dead. CBS's Jason Allen.
In Alabama, continuous flashes of lightning lit up the night sky, and winds toppled trees. The storm took the roof off a county courthouse and littered the town square in Athens, Alabama, with tree branches, bricks, and debris.
The storms during busy holiday travel caused some treacherous road conditions, along with delays or cancellations at some of the busiest U.S. airports. 10,000 flights delayed Sunday, according to FlightAware.com. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
In the hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
legend. Beware the beast, you know they're sound asleep. As infectious as the groove. Thank you.
Kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with 16 minutes of magic. Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio. That was The Ocean Deep, Hotter Than the Sun before that. Magic Conch, one of the great bands out of Madison. Absolutely love them. And if you ever get to see Magic Conch live, do it. It's a great show for sure. I'm Jimmy Kay, filling in for Rocker and Terry Barr on this Saturday night. We got Rob Roberts coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. No Lair tonight, so no Live in the Lair. That will be back soon here on Max Inc. Radio. If you want to catch the podcast, if you want to connect with us, maybe you're a band that you want to send music to get on the air, or if you have a big show, you want to be interviewed, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. It's very easy. Open up your browser and just type in maxincradio@civicmedia.us. Tell us all about it. If you're sending us music, make sure you send us a MP3 or Wave and send that electronic press kit. So not only can we listen to your music, but we can also learn about your band and find out what makes you tick. We got music on the way from Jason Vargas and the Apollos. We'll do some Ryan McGrath Band here in just a couple of minutes. These guys were at the Burr Oak last night, and from all accounts, it was a kick-ass show. It's Work and Initia. We are local music. We'll be right back.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Damn heart attack. Friends are so unnamed. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you found them on my side. Shaking her head. Friends are so mad. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want on my side, yeah. Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandma. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandma. I'm waiting for a break. Pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If anybody wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play some I can dance to. Oh, yeah.
Play Something I Can Dance To. That's the Ryan McGrath Band, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Earlier, I was telling you about the Facebook post that we made on the Max Inc. radio page about all the guests, all live in the layer performances and interviews that we've done in 2024. Ryan McGrath was on that list, and he's such an awesome performer. Check him out online, Ryan McGrath, on Facebook or Spotify. Coming up, we got Jason Vargas and the Apollos, Rob Roberts with After Hours just around the corner. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located on Madison's north side in Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's north side, east side, and downtown. Just search for Doughboys Pizza Madison online or call them now, 608-467-3017 for Doughboys. Also sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, also in the Northgate Mall. They have cat and kitten adoptions, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison. And by Herbal Aspect. Now, three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road.
You can also buy online at herbalaspect.com.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well, and all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Civil Engineers and Buenos Aires. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jason Vargas and the Apollos before that. I'm Jimmy Kane. Let's do some rocking out with the biggest small town. It's the Pine Travelers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Living in the biggest small town in America. with Art Ball. He is living in the biggest small town in America, playing for the turkeys from State Street to the mall. He is living in the biggest small town in America, living in the biggest small town in America.
I see my troubles following me on down the river into the sea. I can see it in cages and corners and caves. It's everywhere I go. Feel it in my bones. Head out to Cleveland to leave it behind, but you can buy freedom with nickels and dimes. Trying to leave it, but it's everywhere. Hiding in the shadows, it's getting rowdy, but I gotta keep on keeping from my own way, or I might never make a change. So tell your mother, tell her that you love her, oh my brother. We should have seen this coming. I see my troubles following me on down the river. Says a thing. Think it's time we all took a little blame. What do you say? So tell your mother. Tell her that you love her. Oh, my brother.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost the beat, lost the fight. I got no shelter in the dark, cold night. Lost direction, lost my mind. Don't know how I'm gonna make it right. Cause I need your love to guide me. I need you in my side. Wide awake, since you've been gone, and I'm feeling all alone. I got a serious condition. Won't you fix my broken heart? There's a reason I can't sleep. Yeah, I need you here with me. And yeah, you bring back sanity. Be my ghost in the mirror. Be a star in the sky at night. Be a shadow in the graveyard, just enough to scare me back to life. Broken string on my guitar, just the light from a dying star. I am tired, I am cold, overserved and on the soul. Can this ember bring me heat? Or will the ashes bring relief? Only you can be my remedy. Be my ghost in the mirror. Be a star in the sky at night. Be a shadow in the graveyard, just enough to scare me. Be my ghost in the mirror. Be a star in the sky at night. Be a shadow in the graveyard, just enough to scare me back to life. Baby, I'm falling. Won't you save me? Be my ghost in the mirror. Be a star in the sky at night. Be a shadow in the graveyard, just enough to scare me. Be my ghost in the mirror. Be a star in the sky at night. Be a shadow in the graveyard, just enough to scare me. Be my ghost in the mirror. Be a star in the sky at night. Be a shadow in the graveyard, just enough to scare me back to life. Back to life.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Eric Jellin and the Mascot Theory there in Scared to Life, The Listening Party, and Bones before that. Hey, thanks for listening to my little program tonight. Hope you enjoyed the local music. Don't forget, you get all the podcast and connect with us right now at maxincradio.com. In just a moment, we're going to close out the hour with some Last Crack. Rob Roberts is coming in with After Hours at 9 o'clock tonight. You know, if you listen to this program on any regular basis, you know that we kick off the show at the hours with this song right here as our theme song. But here's the actual song. It's Double Dip on Max Inc. Radio from Porky's Groove Machine.
The night is young, the party's hot. Everyone's munching on that dip you brought. You grab a chip and take a bite, but look around and wait until the moment's right to do the dip. Yeah, the double dip. Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double dip. You got some hummus and blue cheese too. Everyone's wondering which one will you choose. You grab some queso to start the trip. Just one bite will never do the trick. So double dip.
Now we're not saying it's the right thing to do. A lot of jokes going from me to you. But in the moment, it ain't no joke. Just like some spinach on a joke.
Yeah!
that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Sync Radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the late President Jimmy Carter will receive a state funeral during a national day of mourning declared by President Biden. That's Thursday, January 9th. Carter died in Plains, Georgia, Sunday at the age of 100. Before winning the White House, he was governor of Georgia, and people there are remembering him.
Following news of the 100-year-old former president's death, local residents came out to pay their respects. Among them, Tanner Jorgensen, who brought an Atlanta Braves hat as a tribute.
So I know he's a big Braves fan. He was a good guy. He was definitely a Georgia legend, and it was good to be able to pay tribute anyway. Hope his family's at peace. 100 years old, that's amazing. Accomplishment.
Members of the public are also encouraged to send condolence messages on a tribute website.